Jim Matheson left Congress last year after 14 years of serving as the sole Democrat in Utah's delegation. In a few weeks, he'll be ending his brief career as a Washington lobbyist to become a trade association CEO. The group represents 950 co-ops nationwide that deliver electricity to over 40 million Americans.
These are electric cooperatives that were started back in the 1930s when there was an effort to electrify rural America when the private utilities wouldn't spend the money to do it because there wasn't any profit to be made.
Matheson says the co-ops are not for profit and they generally don't own power plants, although Utah-based Deseret Power is one of the exceptions. The co-ops maintain 42% of the nation's transmission lines, and Matheson calls them leaders in consumer-oriented policies like community solar power and putting next-generation water heaters into homes to save money and energy.
These are all member-owned co-ops. There's no issues where they're considering shareholder return or profits. It's just purely what's right for the member. And I think that's an important voice to have in the policy arena.
Matheson says the new job is a great fit for his skill set and the association's mission. When asked if it might also be a good launch pad for getting back into politics, this was his answer.
Oh, on me running? I said no. I didn't take this job to position myself for some future political opportunity for me. I took the job because it's what I want to do.
He called the group a voice for rural America that's beyond bipartisan. Judy Faes, KUER News.